Good, the recording is on. Thank you, Vicky, for the opportunity to record this session and your willingness to support me in my road to ICF certification. Tell me, what would you like to focus on today? What would help you in our having a conversation?
I was thinking about this morning as well. I think in relation, not so in my personal life, but more than in my career. You know, is to how to get people to work for how to go, maybe in a team. And, you know, in that, try and have people work together just encourage them to work together in a way. Not that they're not, but just, you know, to encourage teamwork and the greater good of the organization.
Sorry, there was a little bit of an interruption in the beginning. What I got is that you would like to get your team to work together, or how to encourage teamwork.
Yes, and to identify their strengths, you know, to identify their strengths and to use it to kind of manage the team and to encourage teamwork.
Why is this particularly important for you now?
I think I'm moving to the end of the year where I'm planning for the 2021 strategy, you know, for next year's planning. And I'd really like to get everyone's input and also to use everyone's strengths, you know, for this planning program. Mm-hmm. And I feel that if everyone uses what they're good at and what they like doing, then the programs and planning that we need to do for next year, you know, will work so much better if they're committed and interested in doing that. I feel that from my managerial perspective, I need to kind of help them identify that and encourage them to pursue it, which I have tried and I have done. But I think that's just something that I need to constantly do.
And what would a successful outcome for today look like for you? What would it be?
To be honest, I don't know. But I think just to get more of an idea, right, of how to encourage teamwork and identify strengths. Not that I identify strengths, but also to encourage my team to do so with each other. You know, I think the main theme is teamwork, the greater good of the organization. Encouraging teamwork for the greater good of the organization. I think that's my outcome. Not outcome, but topic for today.
You mentioned the identification of their strengths earlier on. To me, it felt as if that is important and you let that go now.
I I don't think I let it go. I think it's part of encouraging teamwork, but it's also something important, you know, that shouldn't be left out, because you can't encourage teamwork or you can't help people work together if you don't know what they're good at and what their strengths are and what their weaknesses are. And I won't know everything, you know, but I think just the approach, how to go about it.
How to encourage teamwork.
Yeah. Because we did a, last year they did a 360 degree evaluation of the organization. And we attended like a feedback workshop yesterday, even though I wasn't at the organization yesterday. Last year, sorry. But just the feedback that was given, you know, I noticed there that most of the role players feel so disjointed and are working, you know, in an island, basically. And I don't know if that was the culture of the organization maybe previously, and as I said in our previous sessions as well. But I think, you know, that's something important, because if people feel disjointed and they don't feel part of a team, you know, they have no belonging in a way. That directly influences productivity and the quality of work that they deliver.
Mm.
And just their overall mood at work, you know, that plays a massive role in everyday work life. I think that's where it stems from, you know?
The feedback from the 360.
Yeah.
And kind of what can you do with that?
Yes.
Okay. And what would you say in terms of your current, the team's current teamwork, working together for the greater good of the organization, where would you put that now?
I don't know. I think probably a 5 or a 6.
Okay. Out of 10 being, yeah, we are collaborating, yeah, we are together, yeah, we go.
Don't get me wrong, it's not like they're not cooperating and working together, you know? Definitely not. But I think maybe there's some form of hesitation they might feel, or just a lack of motivation or apathy. I'm not sure what it is yet, you know? And I'm trying to thread it all together and trying to get input and to encourage discussions and working together and doing something else, you know? So that has improved in a way, but it's still not where it should be, or according to me and according to the feedback, still.
And where would you say that needs to be?
Ideally, like an 8 or a 9, you know, no one can be a 10, but, you know, I would be happy even if it was just up a point or two. But I think, you know, a 9 would be satisfactory.
And what would a 9 look like?
I think a 9 would look like people, you know, coming forward when programs are being launched, you know, and being involved in certain things and not being asked all the time and, you know, begged to do things. but also just, you know, more conversation, more harmony with the actual day-to-day doings of what's going on. Because sometimes things will happen and people aren't informed, you know, that's also to do with communication, but it's mostly also teamwork, you know. And something that I've noticed this week as well is that, no, I coordinate and manage the program. So I go to all the stakeholders, all the different program team members. And if something happens, you know, I go and talk to them and make sure that they figure it out, you know, which is part of my job. I know that, you know. But I don't think they did it in the past, you know, and I've seen a difference in how situations are managed because that element is there, you know, that working together. Like, I go to the nurse because the child is like this, you know, then I go to the social worker. But I don't, and I don't think they communicated correctly with each other in the past, you know, or not in the past, but just maybe recently or a year, or I'm not sure. Do I make sense?
What does do you make sense for yourself?
Yes, in my head, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so I think what it would look like is just, you know, enthusiasm, you know, regular discussions, talking to each other, you know, initiating programs. I feel like I'm the only one initiating things, which is irritating. You know, I only have so many ideas. I'm not a creative factory. and it's tiring to come up with things all the time. but that's also who I am, and that's one of my strengths. But also maybe it's just skill set transference, you know, to also encourage them and develop them. In ways that they thought or didn't know they could.
Hmm. That sounds like a couple of really detailed or specific ideals of what an 8 and 9 can look like. People coming forward when programs are being launched, are being involved and not begged to do things, more conversations, clearer communication, regular discussions, skills transfer, developing them in ways.
Hmm. Now that sounds about right.
Is there anything else that comes to your mind?
Not at this stage, maybe later. Mm. But not now, no.
And knowing this, our conversation up to now, what would be the ideal for you to walk away with at the end?
I think the ideal would be to, I'm not sure. I think maybe just to get an idea, I think the fact that I mentioned those things in the beginning, you know, what it would look like, the talking communication, I think just to get an idea of how to go about it, you know, so I get a clear plan in mind how I'm going to do it. And I know it might not be this year, but as I was saying, you know, I'm starting to plan for next year, and that is a big thing that I want to incorporate, just to get ideas, you know, be it like I don't know, quarterly team building or something like that. Not socials. Socials is not team building. You know, the structured plan, and maybe monthly, you know, just focusing on training, and also just maybe, I don't know, yeah. So maybe just a few ideas, you know, how I can do that. I've mentioned a few now, but just to maybe explore how I can incorporate that into day to day and month to month.
It sounds like you've got already a good idea on what you would like. And in terms of day to day, what is the difference from day to day and month to month for you?
I think day to day is more operational, like daily doings, operational, practical, logistical things. And month to month is more focused on planning and development. You know, like short term, long term kind of thing.
And where do you feel do you need to focus on right now?
I think both, you know. In one sense, it's to just focus on taking it day by day and managing it day by day to get this month behind us, the exams and all those kind of things. And then on the one hand, it's also, you know, planning for next year. So I don't think I really have a choice, you know. Both of them are so integral into this process. It's not that I can choose which one is more important, because they come together, you know. Whatever happens every day or day to day influences the month, kind of thing. So it's something, you know, that I also need to kind of assess and evaluate, maybe on a weekly basis, and see where were we this week, what worked, what didn't work, what can we do, you know, which I try to do, but it's not always possible. Time runs away with you, you know, so you need to make an effort to sit and plan and think things through.
And what
because
have
if you
come
don't,
up?
What have I come up with? A few things, just as I've, you know, gone through the week. But I just fail to write them down, okay? Because I don't always have paper with money to like write it on my phone or something. But as I said, like, not program wise, but if we're focusing on today's topic, it's, as I said, you know, doing the quarterly team buildings, also doing group supervision, like we said last time as well, you know? I'm taking the program team and just going somewhere else off-site to chat and have a coffee and whatnot. Because to be honest with you, we just haven't had time to do any of that. You know, it's been crisis, and then it was holidays and things like that. So there just wasn't any time. And you can't believe how many people that I work with, family passed away in this past 2 months. It's crazy. Okay, it's like Death Reaper is there at our organization.
Oh,
so it's just
I'm so
been
sorry.
hectic. Yeah, it's just been hectic with the staff turnover, not turnover, staff wellness and all those kind of things. And I think that has also influenced the teamwork, you know, people are tired and sad and those kind of things. And which I completely understand. I'm not expecting them to be robots, you know. And that's why I feel it's so important to focus on that, especially next year, to support each other, you know. And that's something that that helps people grow and develop in itself. So in order to do that, you know, from my side, the team building activities and group supervision, but I also think I need to focus on, you know, staff development, and having a one-to-one with my team members and asking them what they want to develop for the year and supporting them in that and making them also realize what their strengths are and encouraging that. Saying, so you say, just as an example, you say you enjoy doing group therapy or whatnot. You know, what kind of groups do you want to do this year? Type of thing. And it also depends on the need. And then they run with it, you know? Because if I don't do that, nothing happens. So, you know, I've realized that is also part of my role. Something I didn't know in the past, you know, but something that I, especially here, is something I need to be aware of and focus on, is to encourage and lead. And not only that, but to also help them see the worth of themselves as well.
Yes. That's so beautifully said. My role is to encourage and lead and help them see their worth. That's so beautiful. Yes. And having this realization, how would you do that?
It's a good question. I think I've mentioned a few practical things. But it's also, you know, also being aware and intuitive of what's going on in the day, right? And what's going on in people's lives is knowing people, first of all, okay? Getting to know them. Because you can't lead or you can't, you know, develop strengths if you don't know them. Maybe that's something I need to work on, is to get to know team members better. You know, and in that, improve relationships with them. And I think the rest, you know, and having discussions on their strengths and interests and encouraging them to pursue them, you know, related to the career, to the field. And I think those two, it's like a waterfall, you know, like getting to know, building relationships, you know, identifying strengths and encouraging. It's like a waterfall process. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, you know. And at the end of the day, the water will just flow beautifully. So I think that's something that I need to work on.
How do you feel right now in terms of our discussion and what you want to achieve with this conversation?
I feel kind of enlightened. I'm also quite, I don't know why I'm feeling sad at this stage. It's very strange. I think, because I think that I, I don't know, I like to think of myself as someone who, you know, gets along with people, which I do, and values people, you know. But at the same time, I kind of contradict myself now, saying that I need to work on the relationships with my personnel, which is also maybe because I've only been there 5 months, so you can't really get to know things, you know. But I'm also a very impatient person. So I think, you know, coming again to that thing of that expectation that I want for myself, and just that I need to work on my relationships with them, maybe, you know. And I didn't think of that. And I didn't realize that it's such an important factor, because I was so focused on getting everything right, you know, and making sure that the lines are followed and procedures are followed, because people were way out of line. So I had to be like, I had to be strict and you know, a kind of disciplinarian for a while. Which is how you enter a place, okay? People need to have respect for you. But I think I can turn it down a notch. and also show that I am also a person, you know, that they can also relate to.
And what would that look like?
Spending more time with them, I suppose, you know, going into the offices, just chatting. But I'm really not a chatty person. I'm not one of those chatty persons, you know, but just like, I don't like chatting and things like that. So maybe I just need to step out of my comfort zone. But not even that, just going out on the campus, checking in the cottages, asking them how they're doing. I think just being more visible, maybe, you know. And spending, albeit 2 minutes, how are your kids, blah blah blah. Ooh, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, what do you think we must do this weekend with the kids, blah blah blah, just chatting like a normal person, I suppose. But it's going to take a while, because I think they're scared of me. I think it's something that I can do, yes, definitely.
You mentioned that it's taking you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. Because as I said, I don't like chatting and doing small talk with people. It's just, for me, I know it's very important in the professional world and like networking and things, but sometimes I kind of feel that if you don't have anything valuable to say, just don't say anything at all, you know. But that's me, and it's something that maybe I should look at for myself and for people around me.
What would be the objective? Why would you do that?
And to improve relationships and my interactions with people.
And what would motivate you to step out and go on the grounds and meet the people?
I have met them. I do it, but I think I should do it more often, you know, and I've told myself that. But I think just to get that objective in my mind, you know, knowing that I want to build relationships. I want this to work. I want them to work together as a team. I want them to see each other and myself as a team. And that's the thing that needs to, that motivates me. You know, I want this to work.
You look a little bit heavy to me right now. How are you?
Probably the angle. No. Yeah, I'm fine. It's just a lot of things to process, you know. And last night there was an emergency and things late at night. So I'm just thinking about that at this stage, you know. Okay. And that I need to go and sort it out now this morning. So I'm already thinking of my day. I know, like,
okay.
And what needs to be done. So I think that might be the reason I look so heavy. And it's also just, you know, realizing what needs to be done. And it in a way, it's empowered me, you know, it's made me thoughtful of the way I do things.
What are your key takeaways from our conversation?
Firstly, I need to focus on building a relationship with my staff. We don't need to be best friends, but, you know, getting to know them and focusing on improving those relationships. And in that, encouraging teamwork and encouraging their strengths. So that they can relate to who I am as a person, so that they can relate to each other as well. You know, I need to lead by example, so I need to be the example. And I think that's my main takeaway of today's session, which is amazing. You know, I didn't even think about that when we started. So I'm really grateful for that insight.
Do you need to be the example, or do you want to be the example?
No, I want to. Okay. I want to. Yeah.
And what would be the next step for you in doing this?
Improving my visibility and I have an open door policy and people come to me. It's not like I'm a stranger there. But I think maybe making myself a little more, like, I don't like that word vulnerable, but just like showing that I'm also a person, you know, chatting with them, maybe sharing a few things of my personal life. That they can relate, and just maybe chatting, engaging in small talk, albeit something that I don't like doing, I'll do it because I want to, you know. I think that's, you know, that's my goal for the week, is to improve and to just communicate more, build relationships with the staff.
And how many of these small talks do you want to do in the next week?
Ugh. Let's say 5, okay? I'll do 1 each day.
Okay. Oh, good. 1 each day. And what could prevent you to implement this?
Things that might fall into my way that I need to handle, you know, crises or, I don't know. But I will make time for that. I can go early in the mornings before everything gets hectic, you know. Maybe just have a cup of coffee with someone. I'll pick a staff member and just go and take my canteen and go to the house and sit and drink coffee or something. Even if it is just for half an hour or so. So I think that's something that I can do. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody needs a coffee.
Yeah. I'm a coffee slave, so that'll be fine for me.
So how are we doing now? How do you feel in terms of this conversation?
I feel a bit lighter. Previously, I didn't really know where to start, but I think about the idea and inspiration to do it. I think also I'm going to start today even, but if I can. Either way, tomorrow then. But but I think it's something that encourages me to, you know, gives me somewhere to go from. To start, I mean.
Yeah. You look lighter to me. It's so beautiful for me to see you starting the conversation and then how you go through it. And I really, you are very open to just go and explore and go and be truthful to yourself about it. So thank you for sharing and being here in the conversation. It's just really beautiful to see that.
Thank you. And thank you for facilitating and just guiding the process. It's really, yeah, it's valuable for me. It really is.
I'm very happy to do that. So are you then ready to close the session?
I am, yes. Thank you.
Good.